Levi Simbalasu, the headmaster at the government-owned Sadaka Secondary School, says when the government opened schools in 2021 and announced COVID-19 restrictions, schools like his failed to abide by the rules because they did not have the necessary equipment, which he says put teachers' lives at risk.
We are vulnerable to the COVID-19 because at any time we can be attacked by the COVID-19 due to the number of students in the classes. And the government did not provide us with any sanitary things or even vaccination for the teachers. One day they gave us a timetable that they're going to vaccine all the teachers, but unfortunately also the council need to say that the vaccine is not available. Let us wait. If the new vaccine being brought, then they will try to vaccine us. But now what we are hearing that the second vaccine arrived into the country, but they did not schedule us in their timetable of vaccine. We teachers are now worried about it.
Lasso says low salaries and delayed payments have been the biggest challenges for teachers in South Sudan, something that forced many teachers to quit. He says the government promised to keep paying teachers incentives every month during the pandemic, but that promise was short-lived.
Previously, the government provided us that we have COVID-19 incentives. And this COVID-19 incentives, we receive it only for 2 months, which is, I think, in 2019. Since 2019, we did not get any incentives for COVID-19. Until now, we are still waiting and we are just carrying out our duties without even raising any complaint, because we don't know where to raise the complaint.
Makwei Ruot Kang, a lecturer and director at the Juba-based Central Vocational Institute, says the pandemic caused the school to lose a number of students and lecturers, something that has affected the school's business operations.
During the coronavirus, the school was closed for almost 1 year. That was actually affecting the minimum of the school as well as possible. Even also the teachers, they went home. No teaching and also no salary for them. So when the government actually lifted the issue of coronavirus, we came and opened. It opened this year. So now, still now, we are facing those challenges. Many of our students, they went home during the coronavirus, during the lockdown, I mean. So now, many of them even did not return back to school. We have been many lecturers, by the way. So during the coronavirus, or the lockdown, some of them went back to their home and nobody returned back to come and teach.
George Kenye, the headmaster at Juba Day Secondary School, says teaching in South Sudan is not easy because salaries are often paid after 3 months. He says the last paycheck he received was for the month of June. He says it's been extremely difficult to feed his family these past 5 months. Kenye says many of his colleagues are forced to earn outside income, taking up teaching jobs in more than one school, but they could not even do that when schools were closed.
When this COVID-19 came in, it really brought the whole country down, and especially we, the teachers. First of all, a teacher earns from teaching. So when schools were closed, it means an income-generating activity for a teacher stopped. Therefore, life for a teacher for the whole of the last year, 2020 up to 2021, really most of the teachers suffered. Most of them had to go for other petty jobs just to sustain life.
Kenye is calling on the government to ensure that teachers across the country are provided with a conducive working environment as it used to be decades ago.
Care for teachers like during the colonial time when they used to have housing. All teachers must deserve to stay in teachers' quarters. All teachers' quarters here have been taken away by other people who have no link with education. Number two, schools, so they need transport allowance, which must always be addressed based on the day-to-day condition. Without this one, then always you will find that the performance will not be up to date. Number three, the salary of the teacher must be improved more better than any other profession.
When South Sudan in Focus contacted Kuyok Abol Kuyok, Undersecretary for the Ministry of Education, he said he could not talk at the moment. This year's World Teachers' Day is being commemorated under the theme, Teachers at the Heart of Education Recovery. According to UNESCO, this year's theme is to recognize the tireless efforts of teachers who kept on teaching even during hardships like the coronavirus pandemic. Kenya encourages fellow teachers to remain passionate and continue teaching so they can help eradicate ignorance and illiteracy across the country. But he also hopes that their students will one day recognize teachers for their efforts and realize that it is teachers who are molding the next generation of South Sudanese leaders. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serena in Juba.